We're very excited about this webinar and hope that you will walk away with some great information. I know you will because our two speakers are fantastic today. I'll have them introduce themselves in just a moment. Just hope everyone is staying safe out there, staying encouraged, and knowing that we'll get through this pandemic that has us all very far away from each other. So just a couple of housekeeping things as we get started. I will be muting the audience as the speakers are talking, give them a chance to share some ideas and some thoughts with you. And there will be periodic times throughout that I will unmute so that we can hear questions. The IM box is also open, so feel free to type questions in there as well, and I'll be monitoring that. And then, as appropriate, I'll break in and I will, present your questions to our speakers and we'll just have a conversation. We ask that you actually, when someone else is speaking, if you could make sure that you're muted, we're in different locations. Sometimes there's a lot of background noise. Skype is being a little funny. Sometimes it's letting me mute everyone, sometimes not. So we just ask if you could mute yourselves while someone else is speaking, that would be great. And yeah, so with that, we're just gonna dive on in. Oh, one more thing, this is being recorded. Just kind of putting it out there, we want to record it for those people that couldn't make it today and then share it back through our platforms online. So just want you to know that and be mindful of that so that you share what you are okay with others maybe seeing at a later date. All right. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our speakers. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Shawna, you want to start?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Shauna Johnson. I'm with the Balanced You team, resident pun and jokester, dog lover here. Right now, I'm also supporting the COVID response within public health. Now more than ever, I feel like this conversation around care and connection is so important. So I'm really happy that you're all here. And I'm going to turn my camera off at some point so I can present slides, but this space will be available later, and possibly my dogs too. Heather?
Hi, I'm Heather Stephenson. I am the interim EAP manager here at King County. EAP stands for Employee Assistance Program. I am also a licensed mental health counselor. We provide counseling and coaching support to any employee, as well as help oversee the Making Life Easier program, which provides up to 8 free sessions per clinical issue per year for anyone living in a King County employee's home. I also just want to piggyback real quick on what Carla had said about some of the confidentiality pieces. We are recording this, but also we do ask that if you hear something that someone says, that we don't go around sharing other people's stories. Feel free to talk to your colleagues and friends and family about what you learned in your experience, but we do ask that you kind of keep other people's experiences as confidential as possible in a large webinar that is recorded. So, with that, I think I'm gonna jump off video and send it back to Shauna for our grounding in moment.
All right, and just a pulse check. You can see the slides and you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Existing in the virtual space, you never
I'm
know.
seeing yeah, I'm seeing yeses in the IMs as well, so
Okay.
we're good.
Well, you just never know who's out
Right, you never know.
there. All right, folks. So to get us started, let's just practice coming into this moment. Coming into our bodies and coming into this space. Right, so whether you're sitting, whether you're standing, whether you've melted into the couch, just start to take a moment to pause. to note how you're doing today in this moment. Maybe you let the top of your head reach up towards the ceiling. And maybe you let your eyelids and your shoulders kind of hang down. Eyelids can close, or maybe look somewhere in front of you, somewhere that feels stable, feels safe. Maybe place hands on top of the belly or on top of the chest. Right, what does that feel like? How are we breathing today? There's no right or wrong. There's just this moment right here. Taking the deepest breath that you're able to through the nose possibly. And exhaling, letting it all out through the mouth. Maybe slowly letting your chin drop down towards your chest. Letting your head hang out. Maybe you gently move it from side to side. Just keeping your breathing going as you just find that spot, that movement that feels good for you. All right, maybe it's been a while since you've stretched. Or you're telling yourself you should stretch more or move more. Those thoughts are okay, and you're doing it right now. So let's pause and acknowledge that. Good. Maybe let the arms kind of hang down by your sides. And lean the right ear over towards the right shoulder, nice and slowly. Right, notice if your shoulders start hunching up, they're not needed right now, so we're just gonna ease them back down. Maybe roll the shoulders up, back, and down, and away. Maybe you take your left arm, or your left hand, and you reach it towards the ground. And maybe you lift it slightly behind you, right? Does that change anything? Does that give you a little bit more stretch or a little less? Maybe turn your chin so that you're looking towards your right hip or towards the ground. Breathing into the side of the neck, breathing into the shoulder. Good. Allow your chin to come back down towards the chest. Let that left arm just hang nice and loosely. And on your next exhale, lean the head over towards the left shoulder. Taking some nice, slow, deep breaths here. Letting the belly move. Notice if your right shoulder, or either shoulder actually, notice if either shoulder start hiking up and just try to ease them back down, away from your ears, away from your neck. Good, we'll let the right arm or right hand kind of reach towards the ground or reach towards the side of you. And maybe you lift it slightly behind you. Does that change anything? Does that make the stretch feel differently? Good, and maybe we take our chin and we turn it towards the left side so that we're looking towards the ground or we're looking towards our hip. Just breathing into the side of the neck there, into the top of the shoulder. Few more deep breaths here, letting the belly rise, letting the belly fall. Good, the head comes back down over to neutral. You can keep the eyes closed and just do a few shoulder circles, taking them up, taking them back, taking them down. Remembering to come back to your breath, come back to this moment anytime. Beautiful. So we'll let those bodies stay loose. Hey, feel free to stretch throughout today's webinar, throughout the day. You can let your eyes open if they weren't open already. And we will we'll slowly have this conversation. Heather, are you ready to get wild?
Absolutely. Thank you, Shauna.
I'm pretty relaxed.
Yes. It's really important to do those stretches, especially many of us are in this Skype virtual world. Some of you may not be. Some of you may be in the office and get sucked into your office chair or couch, as we were talking about earlier today. Went before the webinar started. So today we're going to kind of try to achieve three things. We want to have some time for reflective pause and practice of some of these skills and things that we're going to talk about today. Have some conversation on care and connection and what that might look like in this COVID world. And also talk about some strategies and tips to manage what's going on and build resiliency. Right now, everyone in the world pretty much is having some sort of experience around COVID. And we all may have different experiences with it. Some people are really struggling. It's showing some of the inequities. Some people, it's a mild irritation. And so it runs kind of this gamut of experiences. And not to say that my experience is harder or worse or better than anyone else's. Yours may be different, but that doesn't make it undifficult. And so we kind of want to just make some space for all the experiences of COVID and really look at some ways to help manage that stress and build some resiliency and how to find some connection in these unique times. So, Shauna, anything else on this one before we move to the next slide that you'd like to add?
Oh, I think that nails it. We'll offer some different practices throughout today's conversation and encourage you all to share as you're able to or feel comfortable to. And then we'll wrap up by sharing some more resources that folks can consider. Our hope is just that we have a conversation, that folks feel that they can show up and show up as is. I think COVID there's this moment where imperfection and showing up messy and underprepared is happening, and it's okay. Whether that's messy hair on Zoom calls, or you know what, let's go with beautiful hair, right? Hair messy is beautiful. But whether it's that or something else, just permission to show up as you are and to keep trying as you're able to. That's what we're going to try to do as we have this conversation, and we really hope that that space feels like it's cultivated. So with that, I will transition to.
So many of us have been through difficult things in our lives. There are multiple challenges that people have gone through, sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes in chunks in their lives. And a lot of people do have a lot of resiliency that they've gone through. And created, and sometimes we forget our own strength in the middle of a pandemic and a crisis. It feels new. This feels very new to me, and many of the people that I'm working with have never been through a pandemic before. And new can sometimes be scary, but there's also some real beautiful things that are coming out of there. And so when we start thinking about how do we build from where we came from, thinking about that in the realm of self-care, we were hoping everyone would do a pause and practice moment. If you have some pen and paper by you, that would be wonderful to get that out at this time. And we're going to take just a couple minutes here to maybe think about, if you don't have a pen and paper, but if you do, go ahead and do some judgment-free writing or reflection time about what self-care means to you, what self-care looks like. I know as a mental health provider, sometimes even just the word self-care can kind of make me go, yes, I know I need to do it. No, I'm not doing it well. Thanks. Bye-bye. And I kind of sometimes feel very judgy of myself because I know that there's times that I could be doing better for myself. And when I do better for myself, I can do better for my family and those that I'm caring for. And I also have to hold space for lots of things. And sometimes it's hard to put me first. So, you know, thinking about what your experience is around self-care, what does it mean to you? Try, if you can, not to judge yourself harshly, but if you notice those things coming up, it's okay to recognize, yeah, some days I feel like I do a bad job at self-care, and that's okay, because the next moment is a new opportunity. So we'll go ahead and be quiet now and allow you some space to do some reflection and some writing. Probably take about 2 minutes. And just as you're writing or thinking, maybe take a minute or two to start wrapping up that thought. And we'll come back and open it up to have a little bit of discussion here in just a couple seconds. Okay, I hope everyone has had a moment to kind of do some reflection and think about what self-care means to you. And would like to kind of open it up for some conversation, either in the chat box or in, if you feel comfortable coming out on audio and sharing with us maybe some of the things that you think about when you think of self-care, what that may look like for you, or what maybe is your experience around it. So if there's anyone brave or not brave who wants to share.
Yeah, showing up shaky is okay.
Exactly.
Hi, I like to drink tea for self-care.
Yes, that is a great option. There are things that happen in our brains and in our bodies when we take a moment to drink. That helps signal to, it's a behavioral thing that we can do that helps signal to our brains that our bodies can send to our brains saying that a crisis is over. Because usually in the middle of a crisis, we don't stop to have a hot beverage if we're, in a moment where we may feel like it's life or death. We don't say, hold on, I need to hydrate. So that's a great way to kind of just take a moment, feel the warmth.
I've got a few IM comments here, Heather and Shauna. Let's see. It's hard to do. I have to remind myself that it is putting on my oxygen mask first. I think she's referring to the self-care. I like to walk my dog in the garden. I like to walk my dog and garden. Opening up windows, listening to the birds, the rain, moving my body intentionally at least once a day.
Ooh,
That's great.
Another one, self-care to me is taking time to completely remove work from my background noise, if that makes sense, considering work now has invaded my home.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really.
Veronica, yes, that is so difficult. For me, I like to create things, so I have a crafting space in my home, and that has become the only space that I really can set up a workspace for me. So I struggle sometimes in not having my self-care space and having to unpack and repack either my self-care space, my crafts, or my work. So absolutely, I think a lot of people are struggling with how to balance that since work is at home for many of us.
Another comment, I have a little green frog that likes my pool at night. I look forward to hearing him every night, so I leave my window open at night. I have named him Prince Charming.
Oh,
Oh,
I love
that's
that.
adorable. I love it.
If you want to do an audio recording of that and then share that with me, I love nature sounds. I will include my email address later. That is so awesome. One of the things, Heather, that you had said earlier, and I laughed a little bit at, but it was really that moment of, ooh, self-care can feel, care can feel like a struggle sometimes, right? And it can feel, and it sounds like a few other folks have been were sharing that within the comment box, and then also allowed, like, it's a practice. It's a practice that we come back to, and it can feel really challenging.
It can. Some of the things that I talk about with my clients when I meet with them is sometimes for people we think that self-care at times can be, the big trip or the big vacation, the long spa day, the going and getting your hair done for 4 hours, or something that is big that we maybe do once a year, or if we're really fortunate and blessed and privileged, we may get to do once a quarter. And it's kind of this bigger event-like thing, which has its own stressors to try to coordinate. And instead, I try to challenge people to think about, is there a way to do self-care in some way, shape, or form, in a 5-minute increment every day, adding it to your schedule and routine. It doesn't have to be huge. And the other thing with self-care is sometimes we think that it's going to be this miracle elixir. I'm going to go for that walk for 5 minutes. I'm going to garden. I'm going to play with my animal. I'm going to create something. And then all of a sudden, magically, I feel 100% better and life is beautiful and sunshine and roses. And that's not necessarily the case. The goal with self-care is to turn it back down a notch or two. If your stress is at an 8, then can we get it down to a 7.75? And sometimes celebrating those little gains, those little moments that make it a little bit better. And so, being thoughtful in how you do your self-care and what the expectation around it of how it's going to help. And know that one tool isn't always going to work, right? A hammer is a wonderful tool. It does a lot of great things, but a hammer is not going to work in every situation. Yeah. So if all you have in your self-care toolbox is a hammer, that's wonderful. I'm glad you have a toolbox. I'm glad you have a hammer. But maybe it's looking at, is there other ways to use the hammer? Is there other things that we can start adding to that toolbox?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There's a few more comments on this topic. Taking a hot bath.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites. I ask Alexa to play Rain on the Tent every night.
Ooh. I think she
can
do that.
Find time to step outside. And I take time each day to get tingles with ASMR. And someone asked, what is Rain on the Tent? Is that a song? Is it, do you guys know?
I don't know. It's like, I envisioned rain falling onto
ambient sound. Someone says, okay, for
okay.
Sleeping.
Yeah. Got it. All right.
Someone says, I go to the park and feed the ducks.
Oh, I love that. So that's based around that being flexible, right, Heather? Around having some different practices and tools that we can lean on during these times, and having having something that we can come back to, and know that the tools that it might look different for all of us. It might look different in the moment, every moment being different. And how do we give ourselves, you know, permission to shake up and be flexible in our approach?
Yeah, I know. I think that's a great thing to point out, is that what works for one person may not work for another. I know as we were putting this toolbox together, this presentation together, and Shauna, I hope you don't mind me sharing this. You know, one of the things that I enjoy and relaxes me is baking. And I know that you shared that cooking and baking isn't necessarily in your wheelhouse. And that perhaps for you to make a recipe of something would not be self-care and maybe add to the stress and anxiety. Whereas for me, it would help calm me down and ground me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. And I will I will definitely be making some comments around food throughout this.
You know, it's about what knowing what works for you, but sometimes we don't know it until we try it, and that's okay. And as funny as it sounds, I would ask everyone to try to fail at self-care, meaning try something new, even though it may be scary and it may not turn out, it may end up being a stressor, but that's okay. Then you may know, okay, that was not helpful. Mm-hmm. Next time, let's try a different tool, or now I need to try a different tool because that was so not helpful.
Right. Or even try it in a different way. Mm-hmm. As you were saying, like, you know, 5 minutes are valuable. 1 minute, 30 seconds of deep breathing, like that can be really valuable and more accessible depending on what time of day or where we're at. So with that, I don't know about you, but every week feels like it looks and feels so different, sometimes every day. And the space around.
I think we got muted. Shauna, I can't hear you.
She's unmuted. Where'd she go?
So, Shauna, you mean... Oh, no, we lost
her. She's gone altogether.
Well, hopefully she comes back. But oh, goodness.
Here we go. Here we go. Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Okay. No worries. We'll hold that thought.
Okay, hold tight, folks. We're getting the presentation back up.
Sorry.
That's okay. Hey, we are showing up. Right. Okay, can you hear me and can you see?
We can hear you, and it looks like it's loading
It's
on my
loading.
side.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool.
Why don't you go ahead and start talking about physical self-care? I think is going
There we
on
go.
now.
Okay, perfect. So we have some different practices that, maybe they fit in one bucket, they might fit in multiple buckets. Let's be flexible with how we kind of move through this. I don't know about you, but every week has felt and looked so differently, and like every day has felt and looked so differently. For me, I feel like it was challenging enough to try to drink water and have like a few solid meals, move a little bit, and then get some rest on a quote unquote normal day, right? Like life would get in the way, back-to-back meetings would happen, which I think can be another webinar conversation. We'll stick to this one right here. But that moving and feeding ourselves and hydrating and rest, like it feels even more challenging and even more necessary right now. It can be easy to get wrapped up in work or, worry and end up aching and hungry at the end of the day. And just taking that time to pause, to rest, stretch, or have a snack can be so key to how we recover. I have this thought that I keep coming back to, which is just consider what works for you today. And Heather, you had mentioned this so beautifully earlier, right? Like our bodies feel differently. They need different things throughout the day, every day. Our energy feels different. I even feel like my brain feels different right now. Like, okay. Like name that inability to focus or kind of process or take in information. I find myself during meetings like asking folks to slow down or if they can repeat what they're saying, because it's just this inability to kind of be there, be present. So one of the things that has been helpful in practicing is coming back to deep breathing and trying some different grounding techniques. Can be really helpful when like the anxiety spirals or thought spirals happen, when we feel kind of out of it. Maybe the grounding looks like literally laying on the ground, staring at the ceiling and thinking about life for about an hour. Or maybe I just described my Tuesday evening routine. But how do we carve time out for these things, right? Two of the strategies that folks have been sharing for that, maybe can consider if you're in regular meetings or you're finding yourself caught up in projects, is to take a look at your each week's calendar or each day's calendar before it begins and see where you can schedule a few minutes to pause, to hydrate or stretch. Balanced You, and this is hyperlinked here, so you'll be able to see it later when we share the slides. Balanced You, we've partnered with Vivicor to offer two different movement videos. They're each about 2 minutes long and include moves that can be done anywhere, whether that's at home, at the desk, on a bus. Our bodies hold on to so much, right? They're holding on to so much feelings and tension and pain. If we're feeling anxious and uncertain, like these days, our bodies are storing that as well. So taking those moments to come in to find movement in any way that works for you and your body today can help soothe some of that stress, right? So you mentioned grounding and deep breathing, and how do we add that into our schedule? Maybe consider taking 3 to 5 deep breaths, like when we're at a red light, when we're in the field, before starting a meeting, maybe, or even before beginning your day. One thing that I've started, I think Heather, I was joking around with you, like I'm having these meetings where I ask, hey, can we have just like a mindful moment? Can we just have a minute at the beginning of the meeting to just pause? Folks can go drink some water. They can go have a snack, or maybe they can take some deep breaths, because meetings are sometimes they run into other meetings or they overlap, and there's not that space, right? There's not that space to tune into your physical care. And maybe, what does this look like for you, Heather? I know it feels and looks different for everyone.
Yeah, so one of the things with physical self-care, I personally have a couple medical issues that I deal with, and that can limit some of my ability to do self-care, and that can also then lead to some negative self-talk and thoughts. And so trying to radically accept the idea of radical acceptance of this is my body, these are the conditions I'm working with, and that's okay. And just going for a walk is good. It may not be as long as it was yesterday. It may not have happened yesterday. Any which way is okay, and to do it. And the other thing that I kind of think about with physical care in particular, is many people are at home with young kids or older kids. Adults, you've got family members there too, as well as pets. And they may be experiencing some of these anxieties and frustrations. This is a whole new world for them as well. And so, especially, I have a little 5-year-old boy who is very active, and to be, you need to sit down and be quiet so mommy can do a webinar for an hour is not really helpful for him. So we do things like I call it crazy time. And so we turn on some Disney songs. He's really into Frozen right now, so Into the Unknown. And we sing it at the top of our lungs, which is more like screeching, not singing, but that's okay. It's beautiful. And we just move as much as possible. And I encourage, I don't care how you move, throw your arms around, kick your legs. And we sing it and we move around for that whole song, which is like 5 minutes, 4 minutes, something like that. We are blessed enough to have a home in which to do that. If you're in an apartment and crazy time is not great because you may have neighbors that may not appreciate that, think about going to a park or a going for a walk. Find some space to do a little bit of crazy time, and that may help balance out some of those anxieties and that anxious energy that we sometimes can hold. So in looking for partners to do those exercises with, whether it's, someone who's living with you, or if you can socially distance with someone in your neighborhood for a walk, think about different creative ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you. Like bodies and brains, they need this break right now, and they need that moment of flexibility, that moment of care. And they need connection, right? Humans are social beings. In connection to others, it might feel really tricky right now, especially with the physical distancing and wavering Wi-Fi, as in here. Right? Internet's having a moment. But we need connection and we need community to thrive. So some ideas, I love that you had just shared, kind of connecting with others at a physically distant way and getting some movement in. I think a lot about, folks whose families or friends, they might not be in this particular part of town, or even if they are, might not be in this state, or maybe they are, but like the value of really having these regular check-ins and calls, maybe it's FaceTime, maybe it's just texting or calling. Because folks, we're feeling really isolated right now, right? We're together but separate. And so how do we kind of navigate that? I know I have a standing call with my mom every Sunday night. We watch Insecure and we eat ice cream together over the
I love that show.
phone. Yeah, oh my goodness. That's another webinar. But we kind of step into this place where, okay, we can celebrate, or we can kind of schedule this new kind of tradition right now. So what does that look like? And again, I'm picking up on how many times food is mentioned throughout these lines. I have a solid 3 to 5 meals that I know how to cook. One of them is frozen pizza. And one of them is that $5 rotisserie from Costco. Ooh, ooh. So I wonder, if folks feel comfortable sharing kind of like what their go-to meals are, or some of the ways that they connect with folks in the chat box, and just know that's beautiful too, right? That's a way for us to create community. There's also, I've noted here, both King County affinity groups, and then this, which will include more information around. We also have several people that have been hosting or virtual community spaces. So maybe that looks like having grief calls. Maybe that looks like healing spaces or book clubs and game nights. I know a few folks at work are offering daily yoga sessions or mindfulness breaks, and there's even a parent support group, right? Connecting to each other, especially right now, it's so important, so challenging. And how can we get creative while we're navigating this space?
And do know, a lot of the things that we are hearing about for the virtual community and connection, I think they are fantastic tools, but it also there is such a thing as Zoom fatigue or Skype fatigue, because if we're sitting in these spaces all day long, sometimes the last thing I want to do is get on another phone call. And so thinking about different ways to find community without technology, especially perhaps if you are a single individual living in your space by yourself, it can be exceedingly isolating. So doing things like, talk about food, making a favorite dish of a family member and thinking about that individual intentionally, remembering the good times that you've had or sharing the stories that you've shared, same to yourself, or creating something for someone. So finding ways to find connection that's not always connected virtually can also be available too. And I think people are so creative. So if you come up with some ideas on non-virtual connections or virtual connections, we'd love to hear them too.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And just, hey guys, I want to break in just real quickly. I've unmuted so people can share if they like, but please remember to mute your mic if you are not talking so we don't have the background noise. Thank you. There's a few comments in the chat box if you want me to go there. So someone says we have a Zoom happy hour with people in our building.
Ooh, invite me to it, Alan Clay.
Let's see. Someone else says they like the concept of virtual community space. Where can we find a list of these community spaces?
Yeah, thank you for asking that. We'll definitely do some diving. There's and kind of point folks to them. That'll be part of our wrap-up resource.
Okay. We'll share. And then someone says, yeah, definitely Skype fatigue. She appreciates that, that being brought out. And someone says, it's funny how we all thought working from home was great, but now, ..
I have mad respect for those who had their full-time job was working from home, because I think they had to balance it. And granted, they may have been able to balance it because they have different connections outside. So I think those individuals may also, they have a different experience, but they may also be struggling in that experience too. Yeah.
Right, right.
So just acknowledging those things.
Yeah, exactly. My dog, Chica Baby, what a cute name, loves me being home. Someone says supporting local businesses,
yes,
flower growers, and deliver them. That was a great idea shared by an amazing coworker.
That's awesome.
As well as social media and cooking, taking food to family and friends, or leaving a note of love.
Absolutely. That's one of the things. I've been scheduling meals to get dropped off to my mom down in San Diego, encouraging her to stay at home when she can, but scheduling meals from different restaurants that are nearby, local restaurants, delivery, and sometimes I'll have a meal here at the same time when she does, but it's one way to, I love that, to kind of share love and connect. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about food. That's a different webinar. I'm going to it. Let's take it. It looks like we have about 10 minutes left, so I was wondering, let's take it over to emotional self-care, Heather. Maybe you want to pause it
So
for a minute.
we've got a very quick pause and practice here. And we want people just take a moment, and whatever the very first emotion that you are feeling right now, you may have multiple of them, but just the first one that pops to your head of what you're feeling right now, maybe just take a moment, write it down, or think about it. Recognize that we are not going to ask you to report out on this. If you felt so inclined, feel free to do so in the chat box. But we know this can be a very personal kind of thing, and so we don't want to put anyone on the spot. So, but just a moment to recognize those emotions. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second or two, maybe 30 seconds, 15 seconds. Okay, so I know that was really short, but we do want to try to fly through some of these slides here to get you everything, the information we can. It's really important to take the time to recognize what we're feeling. Many times we may be feeling multiple different things at once, so it can be hard to hold all of that experience and understand what we are actually experiencing or feeling. And so taking some time, especially maybe if you're just going, gosh, I don't feel right. I don't know what is going on, but I'm just not my normal self, or I'm just not in a good place. Recognize that it's okay not to be okay, but one of the things that you can do is recognize what it is that you're feeling and kind of maybe try to separate those out. Like, I am grateful I have a job, and sometimes my job is really hard, especially in a virtual world right now. And so recognizing both of those things can be helpful. So let's go ahead and move on to, oh, sorry, there, go ahead, Jenna.
There's a couple comments. People use words like grateful, as you just said, Heather, stressed and happy. And someone says, I've been feeling overwhelmed at times and wanting to cry, not sure why. Another one says, overwhelmed and scared to say to my boss that I'm overwhelmed. And one person says, my mind's all over the place.
And those are very real moments, and I will tell you, sometimes, especially as a counselor, I want to jump in and fix them. And sometimes we jump too quickly to fixing instead of sitting in the space of experiencing. So I would recommend that everyone just kind of sit in the moment of what you're experiencing and recognize it for what it is, and that it's okay to feel the way that you are.
That last piece that you mentioned, Heather, and I imagine others feel this way too, of wanting to jump in and fix. And how do we kind of, hold space for ourselves and hold space for others, maybe loved ones, family members that have their own process around this, right, and their own feelings. And like, what does it look like to be able to acknowledge where we're at, what we're feeling, and acknowledge and understand where others are and where what they're feeling. And so there was just that bullet point on boundaries that just came up for me. So I was like, boom. How do we understand our capacity, right?
Right, and that may be part of some of the overwhelming, and just recognizing that this is a crisis, and that in itself is overwhelming, let alone all the other ands that we layer on as responsibilities and things that we need to be doing. So, things that you can do when you are moving from the recognition stage into maybe working on it stage. Is thinking about the self-talk techniques, schedule, and here's the kicker, taking breaks. I don't know about y'all, but there's been so many times that I leave my work computer at my workspace, go downstairs to the kitchen to eat my lunch, and I bring my work cell phone with me, and every email that pops up, I'm looking at and responding and going, Well, that really wasn't a break, now was it? As I shove food in my face because I need something to keep me going. So taking that and actually taking the break so that you can get that moment of mindfulness or restoration, even if it's just a moment. And the other one that I really want to point out is the practice, the good enough. Some days, good enough is wonderful. It is more than what we could ask for. And what we bring to the table, if we bring our whole selves and the best that we can in the moment, that's great. And just because what I'm bringing to the table today may be different from what I brought from the table yesterday, it doesn't mean that it's not still good.
Hey, Heather, Shauna, real quick, I'm seeing a few of repeated questions that people were wondering if you could address or give some tips to those that have teenagers who are dealing with the pandemic and, sleeping a lot or crying for no reason. Any tips you can offer to them, and how to talk to them?
Like I said, I have a 5-year-old here, and we talk to him and try to break it down in ways that he can understand. So, and the way I would speak to a 5-year-old is going to be different than I speak to a 15-year-old or 16-year-old. But, having that conversation of these are real experiences, that this is what's going on, it's okay to be scared, it's okay to be anxious. Those type of things, share with them maybe your own struggles so that they can see and what you're doing to take care of yourself. And then also know that Making Life Easier is available to do counseling and coaching for anyone living in a King County employee's home. So your children are able to get counseling virtual at this point so that they can get support too.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear so much in that of understanding that we're having the experience and that those close to us are having it as well. And so how to show up, how to let them know that it's okay. Right? It's okay to cry, it's okay to be grieving and experiencing this in different ways because we are as well.
So, Shauna, we've got 2 minutes left, and I do want to be respectful of people's time.
Let's go for another hour. Absolutely.
Do we want to just jump maybe to very quickly over to the resources pages?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things that we'll share, and this will be sent out as well with the webinar, are just some of the resources that King County offers, right? This We've talked about care in a couple of different ways, and there are additional ways to practice. So, My Secure Advantage being our, it's a free program that offers 90 days of virtual money coaching for employees. It could be phone-based, and they also do weekly webinars as the stress and tension around money and finances might be particularly high right now. So they have lots of different supports that they are offering. We talked a little bit about mindfulness, kind of in an indirect way of what mindfulness can be, which is really noting how we're feeling and what our needs are at different times throughout the day. And taking moments to pause. There are some mindfulness videos that are on demand. They range from anywhere to 2 to 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And those are what readily available. We'll be sharing those as well as there's still some classes that are taking place, some workshops that are taking place online. So we'll point you to that. And then lastly, our Balance G blog has lots of different self-care toolkits and resources for folks in the ways that they're working right now. So emergency responders or essential staff, folks that are working from home, we'll link to that. And then to wrap up, because we've noted a little bit about mental health, we want to do a reminder around EAP, lovely Heather here, as well as making life easier. One of the things that Heather had mentioned was the counseling sessions that are available for anyone living in an employee's home. So 8 counseling sessions per issue per year, provided for free, and then of course other supports that are available through our health plans. We know that we kind of crushed it. We came right across the time, but we do appreciate that we're able to gather and take a moment here. Hope that you can walk away with, you know, some moment of peace and calm and thought for care, that you just continue doing the best you can to take care of yourself and to take care of each other. Heather?
Yes, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We really appreciate it. Know that we these times are hard, and we recognize that. And you know, definitely are open to some. I see some comments of follow up opportunities and wanting for that. So we'll definitely be having some conversations. On how we may be able to provide some of that. But you can always, like Shauna said, reach out to Balanced You or EAP, and we can see what we can do if there's a need for a specific group. So thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. And we appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.